Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
What is a simple way to change your behaviors and realize your goals? Hello, everyone. Kevin Cruz here. And in just a minute, we're going to talk about game-changing mantras to realize your goals. But first, LeadX Nation, friend to friend, do you want to be a high achiever? Do you want to be known in your organization as a high potential? They call them hypos. If the answer is yes, hop on over to leadx.org, sign up for our newsletter. Each issue gives you actionable tips to make you just a little bit better every single day. That's leadx.org. Our guest today is an expert on change and human fulfillment and an executive coach to leaders around the world. Her clients include Microsoft, Time Warner, and even the U.S. military. She's the creator of the Random Acts of Kindness series, and her new book is Habit Changers, 81 Game-Changing Mantras to Mindfully Realize Your Goals. Our guest is MJ Ryan. MJ, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be with you, Kevin.
I'm excited for the chat, and we're going to talk about habit changers in just a minute. But first, will you share with our listeners a time when you failed, maybe early in your career, and what did you learn from it?
Oh, my goodness. It was really terrible. I was giving a speech in front of maybe 2,500 people. Mm. It was the biggest crowd I'd ever have spoken at. And of course, you know, it had the big cameras and lights, and you know they come into, you come into music, and it's this way big thing, and my computer kept trying to reboot, you know, to add updates, and those back in the days when it used to just randomly do it,
right.
Your computer will redo, and I was using my computer to drive the slides, and so it kept saying, you know, we're going to update, and this person behind me is like pressing on the thing to say ignore for an hour. I spoke for an hour and it was completely and totally distracting. And I pretended it wasn't happening. I just forged on. I just kept talking that there wasn't this crazy thing going on behind me that these 2,500 people could see. So it was the most humiliating and experience of my life. And I realized, of course, you have to acknowledge the elephant in the room. If I had just said, hey, look, we're having a bad day here. You know, if I had made a joke, it would have been fine. Anyway, so that's what I learned. Don't ignore the obvious. Just speak to it.
That is a great one. And I've certainly learned over recent years to always shut off the Wi-Fi on my computers because it does start to do weird things if I'm connected, you know, in front of people. That's for sure. So MJ, your new book is Habit Changers, 81 Game-Changing Mantras to Mindfully Realize Your Goals. So let me play the role of the skeptic here. So how can repeating a simple slogan, you know, actually produce real, long-lasting behavior change?
Yeah. So the reason has to do with our brains. So fundamentally, most of our behaviors are automatic. The ones we're already doing, we don't have to think about them. That's why they're habits, right? And so we're perfectly structured in our brains to do what we're already doing. To do something else takes training and concentration and awareness. It requires remembering that we want to do this thing instead of that. And so I've always tried to help people because my job is helping people change, to remember how to do that. And one day I was working with a guy, he was a middle manager, young in his career, and he was really having trouble delegating. People said he was the worst boss they ever had. Mm. He would come in and he would tell you to do something, and then he wouldn't like how you were doing it, he'd take it away from you. So, and I'm trying to describe to him how you delegate effectively, blah, blah, blah. And I'm talking on and on. And he goes, wait a minute. You have to give this to me simpler because I have to be able to remember this. And so I said, okay, say what and why, not how. And he said, oh, I can remember that. And he wrote down, say what and why, not how. And he would say it to himself every single time he talked to his people, and he totally changed. And he got a promotion within the time we were working together.
Wow.
So that was when I knew I was onto something. And so I started using them with everybody. And what they do is bring to your conscious awareness the new behavior. They're not affirmations. You're not saying, I am smart, I am wonderful. You're actually saying something that reminds you of what you're supposed to be doing. that's different. And then because you're reminding yourself, you do it. And then the more that you do it, then it becomes automatic. And eventually it is a habit.
Well, and this is going to sound like a setup, but before your book even arrived, I started chanting something to myself a little bit recently because I have a birthday coming up and I'm getting ready to turn the big 5-0. And I noticed with my recent startup stuff that I wasn't working out the way I used to. I think I've gained about 5 pounds. And as a way to sort of remind myself to just get on that treadmill every single day between now and my birthday so I could get rid of these 5 pounds before my birthday, I've been saying 550, 500. And what that means to me is I want to lose the 5 pounds before I turn 50, and it's 500 calories a day. So it's the treadmill until I hit 500 calories. And actually, you're the first person I've admitted that I've been saying this to. I've never told anybody. I've been doing it for a few weeks, but it's been working. Like I'm on that treadmill and I'm doing it and I'm not forgetting and I'm making it a priority. And I didn't know why it was working. It felt silly to me. And then your book arrived, Habit Changers, and I read the very first chapter. I'm like, okay, it's not just me. This stuff really can work. So it was very exciting.
Fabulous. Well, thanks for the testimonial, Kevin.
And so what do you recommend with these mantras? I mean, do we say them like in our head or do we say them out loud? Should we write them? How do we use them?
So the point of them is just to help you remember what you're supposed to, what you want to be doing, right? And so they need to be catchy. I gave a whole bunch in the book, but if your perfect example of one that you make up yourself, it has to be catchy that you can remember it. And then whatever works for you, if writing it down, like my guy with his little slip of paper that he literally had, it was like a quarter of an inch by a quarter of an inch. And I have other people who stick them on their computer or somewhere that you're going to remember. So whether you say them or chant them or write them, it does not matter. What matters is using it, right? So whatever is going to help you use it. So, and typically at the beginning, when we really don't have a habit there, it is helpful to have it on the outside.
Right.
So I was working with somebody, one of the ones that I give to people who are having trouble with communication is give the headline first. Mm. So figure out what your headline is and say that. And so then when you wander all over the place, some people are wandering in their speech, then people can follow you because they know this is about, you know, how we're going to do this project on Tuesday. Okay, now I can listen to you like that, right? And they often put it on their phone or a coffee cup, something where they're going to bring to every meeting so they'll remember to do it, as an example.
Great idea. Phone, coffee cup, some visual reminder throughout the day.
Exactly.
And MJ, so this is the LeadX show. We have a lot of leaders, a lot of frontline managers in our audience.
Yep.
Your book is, I mean, literally jam-packed, beautifully designed with these mantras. Everybody's got to just get the full inventory, the full book. But what are some of your favorites for managers or for leaders that are powerful?
Yes, I think that, so it depends on what kind of issue you're working on. A lot of the people that I work with are high-powered leaders who, they need support in helping them with dealing with their people, right, in some way, shape, or form, right? And so one of the ones I like is bringing them along as part of my job, right? So instead of thinking, okay, well, why aren't these people just doing what they're supposed to be doing? Understanding that as a leader, bringing them along as part of my job, I gave this to this guy, you know, who was always angry and frustrated that his people weren't getting it. And I said, you've got to bring them along. So he would say to himself, okay, bringing them along is part of my job. And then he'd remember to explain the why behind things and help them understand what was interesting to them and motivating to them about the thing. So it was like a trigger for him to behave like a leader. So that's one. Another one is, I think if you're having, I worked with a person who was, considered to be very competitive with his colleagues, hoarding basically. And he wasn't actually trying to do that. He just didn't really know how to collaborate.
Right.
And so I gave him the slogan, bake a bigger pie. So, and when you're collaborating with somebody, what you're trying to do, it's not either or. He would say, the way he would think about it was, either I win or you win. Mm. So if you're pushing your idea stronger, then I collapse and let you have it. And so I was like trying to teach him the art of collaboration is thinking about how do you get what you want and I get what I want. And that the bake a bigger pie gave him a metaphor to remind how can I make this solution include both of us, right?
That's great.
One of the things that's behind all of these, let me just say explicitly, And yours is a perfect example. It has to remind you of what you want to do. So it can't be just, you know, I'm great, I'm wonderful. So if when we say that, for instance, to try to get self-confidence, what happens in the brain is it goes, no, you're not. You don't think you are. You failed this way, you failed that way. It's like that. However, one for self-confidence, for those of us who need more confidence as leaders, came from actually a reader of mine, a woman from the Ukraine. She sent me a fan letter and she said, I want you to help me to become a tiger, not a kitten.
That's a good one.
And I wrote back to her and said, you've got it. Just say to yourself, be a tiger, not a kitten, and you will be. So that's an example of the difference between what we're talking about, these game-changing mantras, and what an affirmation is.
Yeah, that's a great clarification on that. I like that. And so, MJ, I always like to, you know, challenge our listeners to get a little bit better every single day. You've given us several, you know, mantras that we could potentially use and the difference between a mantra and an affirmation. But what's something specific you would hope we would take away, whether it's a specific mantra or something else that we should try today?
Well, I think the operative word is trying or doing, because a lot of the reason why we don't change is because we keep in our heads about it. It actually takes work. You've got to actually do something, right? You actually have to get on that treadmill, for instance, right? And so what I would, because everybody is different and they're all working on different things, what I would suggest is that everybody make a commitment today to actually do one thing that they've been thinking about doing. Not talk about it, not, you know, yeah, I should. Shooting ourselves is a waste of energy. Make a commitment to, okay, what's one thing I am actually going to do today? And do it.
Take action. I love that. MJ, what's the best way our listeners can find out more about you and your work?
Yes. So my books are available on Amazon and all the other online and offline stores. And my website is
MJ-Ryan.com.
Yep.
All right, friends, you've just been mentored in mantras by MJ Ryan.
I love that. That's fabulous.
Don't forget, you can get the links that MJ mentioned and the notes from this interview over at leadx.org. You can get MJ's book from amazon.com or your favorite bookstore. And LeadX friends, one big favor, if you haven't done it already, hop on over to iTunes, search up The LeadX Show, and just subscribe and leave a short, honest review. And if you let me know, we'll put you into our LeadX Ambassador Group on Facebook. Lots of fun prize giveaways. We give access to some of our authors and a whole lot more. Just leave that review on iTunes and send me an email. I'm at kevin@leadx.org. And until next time, listeners, remember, of course, leadership isn't about a title or power or authority. It's about influence. I am a leader. You are a leader. We are all influencing every single day. The question is, who are you going to lead today?